scream. To the jaguar chose a target. But there's an air pellet hole. I can go through to you. I am the fly in the ointment. I can spread more disease than the fleas which nibble away at your window display. Yes, I am the fly in the ointment. I'll shake you down to say please as you accept the next dose of disease. I am the fly, I am the fly, I am the fly, I am the fly, fly in the ointment.
From Chairs Missing, Dwyer wrapping up that set of music with I Am the Fly here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Wire, how about some Toadies with the Possum Kingdom? I actually went back to the very first version of that song that was put out on Grass Records in the early 1990s. So it's a little different than the one that was all over the radio back in the mid-90s. Why? Because, well, I don't know the why of that, but why did I play it? It's because Clark Vogler, 52 years old today from the Toadies, so happy birthday, Clark. Clash in there. Played some Tommy Gunn for you. Also the Revillos. Yeah, I went back just a few years for that one with their version of Tell Him. And speaking of covers... I was listening to my rockin' attorney earlier this afternoon during his encore presentation of his show, which is normally on Thursday nights, and he had played that one. That's the Dolly Rots, some brand new music from the Dolly Rots doing Lionel Richie's, or I should say the Lionel Richie penned, whichever way, it's Lionel's. Easy. And start off the entire set with some Husker Du. Husker Du from Candy Apple Gray with Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely. Speaking of my rockin' attorney, I should just take 2 seconds to let you know that you can join this rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, each and every Thursday evening at 8 for Quartz in Session, where he takes classic bands and classic artists and plays newer music by these artists. I mean, the Dolly Rots don't qualify because they're a newer band. I mean, they've been around 20 years, so I don't know. But he takes, like, the old classics. You know, the one that Uncle Joe listened to or Grandpa Pete. And by that, I'm talking about bands from the late 60s, 70s, 80s. All those bands. Plays those. And the show's 2.5 hours. It's rock, it's soul, it's country, it's all that good stuff. Starts at 8 on a Thursday. Encore edition, 1 to 3 on a Friday. And that's where I got my inspiration for the Dolly Rots. Speaking of inspiration, guess what? I'm looking at the clock, and I'm 2 minutes past the top of the hour, which means it's either 2 minutes past midnight or 2 minutes past five on a Tuesday. But whichever it means I have to get into a mock. So before I get into the mock, I want to take care of a little business for you.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
As I mentioned, it is now time for us to get into the mock. On a Friday night, we call it the Midnight Mock. On a Tuesday afternoon, it's the 5 o'clock mock. But either way, I have almost a half dozen. I have five songs lined up to celebrate the life of Peter LaFarge, who would have been celebrating 90 years old today, actually, would be his birthday. Now, you got to figure out, was that Friday or was that Tuesday on whatever day? But let's just pretend today. If you don't know much about Peter LaFarge, he actually was a New York City-based folk singer and a songwriter back in the 50s and 60s. His best-known work is because of his affiliations with both Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. In fact, I actually found a couple tributes to Johnny Cash that were Peter LaFarge songs, so that kind of helps out in the mock. So let's get into this said mock. We're going to start things off with from one of those compilations, a compilation called Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited. It is Steve Earle doing Peter LaFarge's Custer.
Now I will tell you, Buster, that I ain't a fan of Custer and the general. He don't ride well anymore. Now the Sonny was a hero, but to me his score was zero. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now old Custer done his fighting without too much exciting. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, General Custer come in pumping when the men were out a hunting. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. With victories he was swimming, he killed children, dogs, and women. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, crazy horse and out the car, the Sitting Bull and Gaul. And the general, he don't ride there anymore. Custer split his men, well, he won't do that again. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. 12,000 warriors waited, they were unanticipated. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. It ain't called an Indian victory, but a bloody massacre. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. There might have been more enthusiasm that the Indians had been losing, but the general, he don't ride there anymore. Now, General
strychnine the plague. Brother, the coyote won't come back up.
Gather around me, people. A story I'd like to tell about a brave young Indian that you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and noble band that farmed the Phoenix Valley down in Arizona land. Down the ditches for 10,000 years, the sparkling waters rushed. And a white man stole the water rights, and all the running waters hushed. Now ours folks go hungry, and their farms grow crops of weeds. But when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, and only 27 lived to walk back down again. But when that fight was over, and when Old Glory raised, among the men that held her high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Well, Ira came back a hero. He was celebrated throughout the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. He had no money, no home, no chance. In Arizona, no one cared what Ira had done. It's when did the Indians dance? So Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like he'd throw a dog a bone. Well, he died drunk early one morning, all alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonesome ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is still as dry. His ghost is lying thirsty inside the ditch where Ira died.
Yeah. Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty's been broken, and there ain't no hope, no how. Across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It'll flood the Indian country, be a proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broke the ancient treaty where the politicians grin. It'll drown the Indian graveyards. Corn planter, can you swim? You know the earth is mother to the Seneca, and they're trampling sacred ground. Change the good green earth to black muddy flats where honor hobbles down.
As long
as long
as the moon,
as the moon shall rise, as long
as long
as the rivers,
as the rivers
flow,
as long
as long
as the sun,
as the sun will shine. The Iroquois used to rule from Canada to way down south. No one fears the Indians now and smiles a liar's mouth. So the Seneca hired an expert to figure out another site. But the great good army engineer said no, they had no right. Though they showed him another plan and they showed him another way. They laughed in his face and they said, no deal, canoes, a dam is here to stay. Then Congress turned the Indians down and brushed off their plea. So the Seneca have renamed the dam and they call the lake Perfidy.
As long
as long
as the moon,
as the moon shall rise, and we'll keep our word. But what's that a gurgling? It's the Blackwater Perfidy Lake. It's rising all the time, over the homes, over the fields, over the promises fine. No boats will sail on Perfidy, and in the wintertime it will fill. In the summer it'll be a big old swamp and all the fish it'll kill. But the government of the USA's corrected Washington's vow. And the father of our country must have been wrong. What's an Indian anyhow?
As long
as long
as the moon,
as the moon shall rise,
as long
as long.
There's just one word I don't want to hear. When I heard it called, it cost a friend quite dear. I can hear it echo as though it were now. When I was a chasin' of the longhorn cow, stampede.
Stampede!
They're coming up the draw.
Stampede!
3,000 head or more.
Here they come a smoking fire. Boys, you better earn your hire.
Stampede
and hell to score. Now Frankie was my partner. He wrote point upon my heart. We drank and fought and partnered back to back at trouble start. We heard the call one evening in the thunder and the black, when the lightning hit the leaders and the devil led the pack.
Stampede!
They're coming up the draw.
Stampede!
3,000 head or more.
Here they come a smoking fire, boys. You better earn your hire.
Stampede!
And hell to score. Our horses, they were handy, for we had just rode in. We went from drinking coffee to thinking of our sins. There wasn't time for praying. There was hardly time to cuss. It was a smoking, roaring rattle, and the leaders were on us.
Stampede!
They're coming up the draw.
Stampede!
3,000 head or more.
Here they come, a smoking fire. Boys, you better earn your hire.
Stampede!
And hell to score. Old Frank's foot, it missed the stirrup, and his hand, it missed the horn. And as the cattle crossed him, from his body, life was torn. I was mounted and a-riding when I heard his final yell.
Said, hey, Johnny, head the wild bunch and do the ladies well.
Stampede! They're coming up the draw.
Stampede!
3,000 head or more.
Here they come a-smoking fire, boys. You'd better earn your hire. Stampede and hell to score. Now, I ain't got no partner, cause old Frank's done dead and gone. But just so he'd be remembered, Peter put him in the song. Some admire headstones, but I think he'd like this best. You aren't fancy in his living, so he ain't fancy in his rest.
Stampede,
stampede.
They're coming up the draw. Stampede,
stampede.
2,000 head or more. Here they come, a smoking fire. Boy, you better earn your hire.
Stampede,
stampede. And a hill to score.
I will tell you, Busters, I'm not a fan of Custer's, and the general, he don't ride well anymore.
Johnny Cash wrapping up
a
mock
hero, but to me his score was zero.
Here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Now George, he'd had victory
with a stampede. With stampede, it was a Peter Lafarge mock. What else was in that set of music? Only played five songs, but it still took almost a half hour. It took about 25 minutes for you. Why? Because, you know, Peter Lafarge wrote some long songs, and then the song before the Johnny Cash, which was Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings doing the Senecas As Long As the Grass Shall Grow from that a tribute I mentioned. It was actually a tribute to Johnny Cash, but that was a 9-minute song, and it just kept going in a good way. You didn't want it to end. So that's this is the beauty of Peter LaFarge. Before the Gillian Welch, Dave Rawlings, from his 1992 album, wrote songs, Towns Van Zandt doing the ballad of Ira Hayes. Also played some Iron and Wine in there with a collaboration they did with, or I could say he did with Ben Bridwell of Band of Horses. The album is called Singing to My Mouth, which is a line from a Talking Heads song, but it was basically a duets covers album, and that was them doing Coyote, My Little Brother. And then I start off the entire set with some Steve Earle along with the Milk Carton Kids doing the song that you hear in the background, which is Custer.
The Proud 7th Cavalry.
And again, that compilation that the Gillian Welch was on and the Steve Earle. It's called Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited. And it's interesting because we talk about that Bitter Tears album that Johnny Cash put out, and it was about, I think it was like 1964 he put that one out. Of the eight songs, five of them were Peter LaFarge penned tunes. That's it. That is a Peter LaFarge mock. I appreciate you listening. Checking it out. Hopefully you enjoyed that. We'll do another one in coming weeks. That's what we do here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
There would have been more enthusiasm if them Indians were losing, but the general, he don't ride well anymore.
Before we get back into more music, a couple things I feel compelled to tell you. First and foremost, because of the Peter LaFarge mock, Lord preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast on Wednesdays. What? Yeah, it's WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide variety of folk music, traditional, contemporary. He's got fiddle tunes and just songs galore. Again, it's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays and 9 a.m. on Thursdays with an encore presentation right here on 883 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh. And while I've got your attention, I should remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They have the hottest new releases, all the music that you want, because they are family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484 to get the music you need. Let's find our way back into the music you need from me, the Mockster. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion for a song on a future show, send me an email. Easy email address, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Keep things just a little slower coming out of the Peter LaFarge as we've got just under a half hour left of music in this radio show. George Harrison for you.
Sunrise doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last. My love's up and has left you with no warning. It's not always gonna be this great. All things must pass. All things must pass face another day. Now the darkness only stays the night time. In the morning it will fade away. Daylight is good at arriving at the right time. It's not always gonna be this great. Oh, things
I don't need your help.
from their album, The Future's Not What It Used to Be. That's Detroit, Michigan's own Rhythm Corps with their song, Mother. And maybe a song I should have played a couple weeks ago when we were closer to Earth Day. But I didn't. But I played it for you now, so hopefully you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed playing it for you. Hey, before the Rhythm Corps, Mysteries of Life doing their cover of I'm Into Something Good. I've probably told you this at least 19 times in the last 6 years. Mysteries of Life featuring Jake Smith and Frida Love. Frida was in the Blake Babies. Jake and Frida together were in the band Antenna. It's a little project they had over there in Indiana way for quite some time now. Before the Mysteries of Life, Bon Iver. Bon Iver went back to old school Bon Iver for Emma. And now it's actually because Justin Vernon, birthday today, hitting the big 4-0 or 4-0. I know. How many letters do you have in your numeric system? I don't know. George Harrison started off the entire set with All Things Must Pass, which is something I have to say about the Viva La Mock radio program. Not that it's going to pass. It's just this episode, this edition of it, this program is going to pass in about 10 minutes because it's over. But we do it each and every Friday and repeat that on Tuesday for you. So I hope you've enjoyed what you've been hearing and listening to. I do want to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling Program, which is located 40 minutes east of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, has received a grant to expand its facility to process any and all types of foam mark number 6, clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, that block protective packaging foam that you get when you buy like electronics and furniture, all that stuff. This grant is made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. So if you bring your foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road in Greensburg, you can get rid of that stuff. For Mother Earth. See how that all works? For more information, call 724-879-4020 or go to westmorelandcleanways.org. Don't forget, you can reach me via the emails. If you drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You don't have to actually give me a request. It's not a requirement because it's in the title. Otherwise, my title would have been WRCT Send Me Money at, but it's not, because I don't want you to send me money. I'm doing this for you. I want you to send me requests or suggestions or just happy notes, or don't send me sad notes. I don't need a sad note. On any note, I've got two more songs and the program's over. That's how it works. I think 4 hours is enough of the Mockster, and with an encore show, 8 hours a week of the Mockster. Whew. Put a ring on that. This is a simple song. It's The Shins. It's Viva La Mock.
Well, this is just a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. That I kept under my vest. Apart from everything, the heart in my chest. I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you gotta be tough and play like a stone.
Well, this will be a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean being warmed by the sun.
That is Guster wrapping up a Viva La Mock radio program with their cover of the Kinks' Days. Before that, the Shins. Yeah, a little short set of music, but we're coming up on the top of the hour, and that's when the electroshock treatment happens, and if the Mockster's not out of the studio by that time. Oh, yeah, the Shins was a simple song, because I'm a simple man, playing simple songs for you. I do want to remind you that for those fortunate enough to care for the person who have always, or I should say who has always been their hero, growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and now your hero needs you now more than ever. The good news is ARP is here to help you care for your hero. You can find care guides and things that you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. This message is brought to you by ARP, the Ad Council, and your token senior citizen radio host, me, the Mockster. Again, I hope you enjoyed the program. We are wrapping up what we call the Viva La Mock Radio Show. Oh, I was going to tell you about one more show. I still have time to do it because I love this show. You can take a trip to the shore with DJ Seaside for his show Wavelength. What is Wavelength? It's where you can listen to New Wave, Third Wave Ska, maybe some surf punk, whatever waves are striking a chord. And it's Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. here on WRCT. Well worth your energy, your effort, and put it on your calendar. Have a great weekend if it is a Friday night. Have a great week if it's a Tuesday afternoon. And we'll do the Viva La Mock radio program all over again with different songs in different orders next week.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, hey, 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 hey.